Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Orale, the onda this week of Caló is Puchi. It comes from the name of the Mayan god of death, Apuch, whose iconic representation is that of a rotting corpse. In Caló, Puchi is the expression one would use to express revulsion or even nausea over something or someone. Puchi, somebody have an upset stomach? Puchile. So we're finally going to talk about the trip to El Chuco, boy asked Meche, his childhood sweetheart. They were sitting together having coffee at Meche's bakery and cafe, La Buena Bakery, as they did most days of the week. The previous week, boy had made the aggressive move of inviting her to a dance in El Chuco, which implied an overnight stay together out of town. It was a first invite to a date that never came when they were young, several decades ago. Meche had accepted after her daughter, who tended the counter at the cafe, had reluctantly acquiesced. All that remained to do now was set out the details, like where they were going to stay and how long they were going to be out of town. Seems like every time we try, somebody comes in and interrupts the conversation. Could it be a sign, said Meche? A sign of what, asked boy. Oh, never mind. It's a Puchi idea that fate's in the way, said Meche. Boy took a long time to respond. Yeah, Puchi de Amares. We never went on a date when we were young. And now that we finally have a chance and your daughter says yes, we can't even get the conversation going. So what plans do you have in mind? Asked Meche. Well, I'm thinking we leave early Saturday morning so we can spend the entire day there. Then we rest up, go to dinner, then go dancing, said Boy. So far, so good, said Meche. Boy looked into her eyes and wondered what she was thinking. Play it safe and suggest two hotel rooms and see what she says, or propose one room and retreat if necessary, he thought to himself. Meche merely smiled at him. Since it was his idea, it was his responsibility to fully articulate it. Boy nodded. We could stay at a hotel close to where the dance is going to be, Boy said. Meche nodded. I haven't been there in a long time. You know a hotel close by we can go to? Boy said cautiously. I've never stayed in a hotel in El Chuco, Meche said. This is getting complicated, Boy thought. He took half a minute to respond. Fate get in the way? He asked finally. Hey, that you, Boy? Somebody said, not even an arm's length from his ear. Boy looked up and saw it was a cousin of his who lived in El Chuco. Chonita, Boy said, standing up to give her an abrazo. Came to see my jefita. I heard you came back to the south side. ¿Qué huele? Chonita said, looking at Meche. Pues, we're talking about going to El Chuco for a dance, Boy said. Uh-huh. And where to stay? Said Meche. Pues, stay with me. I have three empty rooms. My kids grew up and moved out. As fate always had it, Chonita said. Pinche puchi fate, Boy said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.